I think Bobby Mack is in like Saskatchewan or something.
Really?
Is he back home? These guys don't have a clue. Where are you right now, Bob?
Stamford, Connecticut now.
Wow.
You were in Saskatchewan, though, weren't you?
I was in Regina Sunday night, Monday night. I came home Tuesday. And then now Stamford tonight. And then Owen Sound tomorrow night. Air Canada Center Friday night.
The hell's an Owen Sound?
OHL versus the Russians in the Super Series or whatever they call it. World Junior Prep, we call that, oh. It's funny, I haven't seen you there. But.
Maybe one you'd want to mix in, huh?
Yeah.
That's a no guy.
A yes guy for me.
Do they have a new rink up in Owen Sound or what?
Nope. Very lovely Bayshore Community Center.
That barn.
Is that gritty?
It was awful. That was where I got my one assist in Owen Sound.
Really?
I'll never forget that.
When I played, they only had one wall, like one side of stands.
That's what they had when I was up there, right, Bob? Only one side of stands.
Yeah, it's a good spot right there on the Sound.
They couldn't mix in a better barn for this big game? I mean, what's up with that?
There you go. That's Owen Sound hockey, baby.
All right. Yeah, it's gritty,
man. I'm proud of it. They do a great small market in the OHL.
It is.
They were called
Dale DeGray, the general manager, good old Digger.
Yeah. They were the Platters when I was there.
Yep.
What are they now?
They were the Attack, yeah. See, the Platters originally were in Guelph. Mm-hmm. And they were originally called the Holiday Platters because they were owned by Joe Holiday. And then they moved from Guelph to Owen Sound.
All right.
If memory serves me correctly.
Nice. So you're prepping for the World Juniors. Since we're on the topic, I mean, is Canada expected to be gold medal favorites? What kind of year are we expecting?
They're always a favorite. I mean, but it's wide open. I mean, any of the top teams, the Americans, they look really good. I was just looking. I did a tweet the other day where I used I took the top 20 rookie scorers in the National Hockey League. And put the flag emoji in for what countries they represent. And it was like just stars and stripes left, right, and center. There were like 11, 12 of the top 20 are Americans this year in the National Hockey League. And Kyler Yamamoto just got sent back from Edmonton to Spokane in the Western League. He's a real good player. Their top line is going to be Kyler Yamamoto, who just got sent back to Spokane, along with Casey Mittelstadt, who's ripping it up at the University of Minnesota. The Buffalo first rounder, and Logan Brown, who's done very well with the Windsor Spitfire since Ottawa sent him back. So you got speed and skill with Mittelstadt. You got huge center in Logan Brown. And we saw Yamamoto in the early going here look pretty impressive in the National Hockey League. So the Americans are going to be very good. We'll see what Canada slots in after that.
See that? I just got my first line for Canada for the World Juniors. I'm in business. My prep has started.
That was for the United States.
I know. That was an American line.
That's an American line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, Bobby, send an email and get this guy off the panel. Like, you can't have this. You can't have him dragging ass a month out of the tournament.
Well, I thought the question was, how was Canada? And then he started talking about it. I didn't know all these guys. I thought Brown was a Canadian guy.
He zoned out. Yeah. He zoned out a little low.
Blacked out.
Just a blackout. It's 6:30 on national TV.
Now,
big radio market in Toronto.
He's done.
Anyway, over.
Jot that down. First line for the Americans.
Yeah.
Anyway, big news here today. An American kid won't be playing for the Leafs tonight. Auston Matthews going to miss his first game. And I think this is actually a great opportunity for the Leafs to prove that they are legit, because he's been their best player night in, night out. He's carried them on a lot of different nights. And if you want to be the real deal, if you want to be a top 7 or 8 team, you can't rely on one player.
Coach talked about it last year. Are we good enough or deep enough to handle something like that? They're going to find out now.
What do you expect, Bob?
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, I mean, the numbers with Matthews on the ice versus Matthews not on the ice have not been pretty for the Leafs. They're in the offensive zone getting most of their scoring chances when it's Auston Matthews' line on the ice, and they're in their own end getting scoring chances against when Matthews' line's not on the ice. So now he's got no shot at being on the ice for any shifts in this game tonight. So it'll be interesting to see who steps up, and they've kind of mixed and matched the from top to bottom the lines. Everything's kind of switched up, and it'll be interesting to see what the new dynamic brings in terms of results.
Well, on Monday, when he didn't take the pregame skate, he ended up playing, so it became a moot point. But Nylander slid into the middle of the ice and was taking shifts at center. What's the latest on that? What's your understanding in terms of the future of Nylander and if they're going to give him a chance to play center?
Well, I think they like the chemistry that Nylander and Matthews have together. And as long as that chemistry exists, and right now whether it's Marleau in the middle or Bozak in the middle, and you've got Kadri, there's not a burning need or desire to have Nylander in the middle. I think in a perfect world, down the road, you could have Matthews and Nylander as separate line centers. But if you want to capitalize on the chemistry that they've got, then you put them together. And it depends, too, on what the other options are. So we'll see where it goes beyond this year. I mean, Tyler Bozak's on an expiring contract. They've been playing Marleau at center, but they don't really want to play him there for any extended period of time. They've got your guy's favorite player, Freddie the Goat, up here, and we'll see what he can do at some point. And then we'll just try and figure it out from there. But, Nylander could be a National Hockey League center, for sure. But as long as you've got that chemistry with Matthews, maybe you want to capitalize on that.
Is our boy Freddie the Goat in tonight?
Haven't heard confirmation.
No word, man.
They had an optional this morning.
I doubt he's playing.
Bob, I wanted to talk about with the Duchesne trade to Ottawa. Has the trade chatter throughout the league kind of intensified for other players? I mean, I know we're starting to get closer to that U.S. Thanksgiving mark where teams start to really evaluate and move.
Yeah, I think even before the Duchesne trade, there was a lot of talk. Because when teams got off when you had the Canadians and the Rangers and a whole bunch of teams that stumbled out of the gate and were like almost falling on their face, and it was like crisis time. And so those general managers, I think, were really working the phones hard much earlier than they normally would. But both of those teams, for example, have gotten it back up to, if not at 500, close to 500. So they've at least the GMs aren't running around anymore like their hair's on fire. And they can kind of deal from more of a, not a position of strength, because 500 is a pretty low bar. But nevertheless, it's not as much of a crisis environment as it was. So I think the teams are talking, but it's, that Duchesne one percolated for a long time and took a lot of hard work to get the three-team thing done. I don't know that there's anything imminent out there, but I did talk to a lot of teams over the course of the last day or two, and yeah, they're all talking. So I'm in studio tonight doing a Boston Bruin New York Ranger game, and do the Rangers need a center? Yeah, they need a center as much now as they did when they weren't 500. But they were in on Duchesne. They wanted Duchesne badly, but not badly enough to give up defenseman Brady Shea, which was what Colorado was insisting he'd be part of the package. So, the Bruins, they've been decimated with injuries. Now Krejci's out, Marchand's out, Backes is out. They missed Bergeron for the first five games of the season. Both Rask and Hudobin have been injured, although they're both back playing now. So I think Don Sweeney wants to make a trade. He wants to upgrade his forward group. He wants to upgrade his defense. But he hasn't even really seen what his team's like healthy. So, as I said, there's a whole bunch of teams that are, yeah, they're interested in making a move. I just don't get the overwhelming sense that they're ready to make it at any cost and we'll get something here in the next day or two.
I don't know how much you participate in the trade bait list, but I was looking at it the other day and I saw James Neal is near the top. Why is he a guy that's... Is it because he's unrestricted coming up?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, just because he's unrestricted, the reality is he's likely to be traded. But there is a funny dynamic going on in Vegas because they've got off to such a good start. And because, even though they've lost some games lately and their record's not as sterling as it was there for when they were 7-1. They're still a competitive team. You know, the bottom hasn't dropped out, and maybe it's not going to. Maybe what you see is what you get now, and that this is against all odds. In their very first year, Gerard Gallant's got himself a team that can compete. You know, and they've been doing this without any real sort of primary goaltending. Fleury's been hurt for a long time. Malcolm Subban's been out for a while. They've been doing this with their number four goalie in the organization. So I know, I can't imagine a general manager like George McPhee would be overtly influenced by a better start and maybe a better team than he anticipated. But I'll tell you this, ownership. What happens is you can tell an owner at the beginning of the year, yeah, we're not going to be very good, you know, brace yourself, we're going to need to be patient. And then they come out 7-1, and it's like, woohoo, we're awesome. And even when you start to lose games, you're still competitive with everybody. And at some point, maybe that owner's like, well, what do you mean we might trade James Neal? Why would we do that? He's scoring goals for us. We're winning hockey games. This is crazy. So it'll be interesting to me to see, you know, obviously if they can continue being competitive and what their record's at, and whether it could ever influence what should otherwise be the long-range game plan, which is, yeah, trade all these guys that are unrestricted at the end of the year and keep bringing in more young kids and build this thing so that 3-4 years from now you're actually a cup contender.
With Bob McKenzie joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline, you mentioned Boston a moment ago, and the Leafs have a home-and-home against them coming up on Friday and Saturday, and we mentioned it earlier in the afternoon, how that used to be a recipe for an absolute circus come Saturday night, right? By the second game, someone did something stupid in game one, yeah, and you're anticipating craziness in game two. First of all, you rarely see home and homes like this anymore on the schedule. Mm-hmm. Secondly, just based on the way the game is played today, I'm not anticipating anything. In fact, I know nothing's going to happen. But I kind of feel nostalgic when it comes to situations like this. Like, I know the game is going in a different direction. Many ways it's trending in the right direction. But I wouldn't mind some animosity.
You want a dust-up?
I want a dust-up between two teams in the same division.
Dude, that game, that L.A. Anaheim game, was just awesome. Like, that was...
That would be great if they played again tonight.
You want Freddie Anderson come up swinging?
Something every once in a while. I mean, and I think the league, in the back of their minds, they can't say it publicly, Bob, because of where we're at in society today, but I'll bet you they wouldn't mind that every once in a while, too. A little animosity sells.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. And then I always... There have been some games where I felt that way, and then you see the animosity, and the next thing you know, you see some guy going off because he was knocked out. You know, I remember that. Edmonton and Florida, I was feeling that way, and it was a real... There was some carryover from something from before, and that was the game that Matt Hendricks ended up running Aaron Ekblad with a cheap shot behind the net and knocked him out. And there's poor Aaron Ekblad with a concussion. So it's like there's that fine line between, yeah, we want to see animosity. We want to see some good old-fashioned, you know, hatred. And then the next thing you know, one of the bright young defensemen in the game's going out because he got knocked out on a run into the boards. And it's such a fine line between those two things. So then after that happens, now you feel guilty for wanting all the stuff you're talking about. But we do. Like, we like it. But... I mean, you probably have a better chance of Johnny Pieface McKenzie were in the lineup for the Bruins.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. We need the Pieface back up there. That would be great. Get him back in the lineup and just get rocking. Anyway, enjoy the travels. Enjoy Owen Sound, and we'll see you.
If you want to look longingly back on a Boston-Toronto series that got a little crazy, just go Google and see if there's any video on Forbes Kennedy going five-star nutty on the Boston Bruins. All right. That was a good one.
How about Pat Quinn almost killing Bobby Orr?
Yeah, well, that was same era.
Yeah, that's back when they went old school. Old Pat almost killed the greatest player of all time. Pat Quinn. Yep. All right, Bob.
Bobby said he should have kept his head up.
Right. I mean, listen, he did have his head down, to be fair to Pat Quinn. Anyway, enjoy tonight, Bob. We'll do it again soon.
All right, boys, have a good one.
Here's Bob McKenzie joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Check out the new 2018s and get rates starting at 0%, plus receive 5,000 Aeroplan miles with every purchase. MapleToyota.com.